Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Mr. President, Madam Director General, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and good afternoon. Let me first join my other colleagues in warmly congratulating you, Mr. President, and your Vice Presidents for being elected to this prestigious position of the Assembly. I would also like to congratulate Dr. Margaret Chan for her outstanding leadership role in WHO and Secretariat for the commendable work done and excellent preparation made for this Assembly. Mr. President, the timing for this year's theme, that is linked between climate and health, could not have been more appropriate. We are now less than 300 days away from developing the post-2015 development agenda. And I am sure you will agree that both health and climate are two key components of the intermittent framework. On their own, they are two components of development. However, if taken together, they became the second major component for development after poverty reductions. They are also increasingly linked with the poverty reduction. That is why the entire development discourse needs to be seen from a holistic viewpoint, so that we can understand the relations, appreciate the symbiosis, synthesis, effective policies, and takes appropriate measure to our benefit. Excellencies, with the rise of more BTG and mortality due to non-communicable disease, acute global shortage of essential medicines, alarming rate of antimicrobial resistance, and serious shortfall of professional health workforces, the global public health is already suffering. Climate change and associated increase in climate variability will further increase global health disparities. Let me explain a little further. If we take only four elements of climate change, namely rise in the sea level, change in temperature, change in dissipation and air quality into our consideration, we shall see a multitude cascading impacts on health and well-being. For example, increase in heat waves will increase heat-related illness and death. However, it will also affect crop production, life cycles, the crop, damaging insects, create shortage of irrigation water, reduce the regular working capacities on our lands, and invoke drought-related diseases and disparities. Thus, the effects shall be complex, multi-dimensional, and negative extension to our health and well-being. A warmer and more valuable climate threatens to lead to higher levels of air pollutants, increased transmissions of disease through unclean water and contaminated foods. It will also compromise agricultural productions and increase health hazards due to extreme weather. The rise in the sea level, which is our gravest threat, will not only submerge land areas but also increase salinity to our groundwater reserves and soil. Increased salinity has already started a series of impacts on our crop production, marine resources, and fisheries. The nature of soil is changing, and we do not yet fully know what will happen. Many of the major killer diseases like cholera, diarrhea, malaria, and dengue are directly climate sensitive. The emergence of this disease in pandemic promotion can only be disastrous. However, Mr. President, despite being one of the least contributors to the global climate change, Bangladesh is one of the most climate vulnerable and climate victim countries in the world. We have already experienced changes in the seasonal and geographic climate patterns of and witnessing new paradigm in disease, malnutrition, and mortality burdens. The process of sea level rise and climate migration is progressing. The most conservative estimates show that after 86 years, 70% of the land area of the country will go under water by 1 meter sea level. Population of this area will be pushed to the high land area, creating a huge socio-economic and health-related burdens upon us. The enormity of this effect this can bring about is beyond comprehension and beyond the capacity of any country to alleviate. Excellencies, however, Bangladesh is not only a study of climate vulnerability, it is also perhaps one of the best examples of resilience. This has been possible due to political will and personal commitment of our Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, the daughter of our father of the nation, Bangabandhu Sheikh Mujibur Rahman. Her strong leadership, both towards climate change and towards building resilience, is globally recognized. Mr. President, despite our best effort, it is no secret that we lack of capacity, technology, human and financial resources for effective preparation against the mental health effects of climate change. Bangladesh, therefore, argues all development partners to provide increased technical and financial support to the climate victim countries. Mr. President, Bangladesh is already a polio-free country. We achieved MDG 4 in Bangladesh. Immunization rate is the highest, and breastfeeding rate also is highest. Dear colleagues, Bangladesh welcomes and remains ready to work closely with global partners in formulating a well-constructed, ambitious, and forward-looking set of post-2015 development goals. We support the bottom-up process and firmly believe the relationship of climate change with health deserves inclusion in the next set of global development goals. I thank you all your patience sharing. Khuda Hafiz, long live Bangladesh, long live WHO, joy Bangladesh.